WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Digging in the right place can still lead to problems. That was the case Friday night at the construction site where the Plaza Hotel once stood at Texas and University.
There was a gentleman operating a backhoe, and he thought he was digging in the proper place based on where he saw the gas lines marked. And it is an inexact science sometimes. And when he dug down with a track hoe, it hit a 4-inch gas main.
Chase Murphy at Atmos Energy says no customers were affected, but for the better part of 2 hours, traffic was blocked at and around the intersection, and those staying at 3 nearby hotels couldn't use their vehicles, all as a safety precaution. Stealing cars in Brazos and Fort Bend counties results in a prison sentence of 60 years.
A news release from the Brazos County District Attorney's Office says 55-year-old Cunning Morgan of Houston used the same scheme to take high-end vehicles. The normal punishment range between 2 and 10 years was increased due to Morgan's criminal history. With 7 prior felonies, including aggravated robbery and aggravated assault, he could have received a life term. That was one of 2 jury trials that ended Friday. The other was the conviction of a former College Station man for stalking his ex-girlfriend and breaking into her home, taking all her underwear and swimsuits. 24-year-old Justin Pressler will be serving at least 6 months of a 10-year sentence. Prosecutors said Pressler repeatedly stalked ex-girlfriends, destroyed their property, continuously harassed them, and retaliated against them when they called the police. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Meanwhile, 4 Rockdale men were arrested yesterday, accused of burglarizing several College Station cars and stealing a man's property from beside his U-Haul trailer as he unloaded it. Officers who responded to the Laurel Ridge Apartments on Spring Loop found 4 men in a car with the property reported stolen from the U-Haul, as well as property from 2 other burglaries and additional items that appeared to be stolen. Arrested were 19-year-old Miguel Alonso Garcia, 19-year-old Horacio Estrada, 19-year-old Justin Williams, and 19-year-old Desmond Davis. The case is still being investigated, but it's believed the men are responsible for several other local car burglaries. A suburban Houston woman is going to prison for 38 years for a drunk driving crash in Montgomery County 2 years ago that killed 2 people and injured a third. 24-year-old Nicole Bacchus had 21 drinks in 4 hours before getting behind the wheel. Major Randy Field is with the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission.
1 or 2 drinks in an hour period over time is not going to be considered excessive, but you get to the point of 21 drinks in a 4-hour period. Common sense comes into play. That's just way too many drinks.
The bar in question lost its license for 1 month, but has since reopened under a new name. Back on the A&M campus after serving as ambassador to Afghanistan, Ryan Crocker has accepted another presidential appointment. The dean of the Bush School is one of 3 men named to the Broadcasting Board of Governors, which oversees all U.S. government-supported civilian international media. Crocker and the others were recently confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Crocker was also a lecturer at Yale before returning to College Station. The 3rd special session of the state legislature resumes this afternoon. The Senate spent little time passing its version of a proposed constitutional amendment for more highway funding, but Senator Charles Schwertner voted no, among other reasons, because it doesn't call for a minimum amount to stay in the rainy day fund.
Right now, there's anticipated to be $8.5 billion in the rainy day fund. I believe it should be a indexed floor that will go up and down based upon the maximum amount of money that is allowed in the rainy day fund. We have a maximum amount that we can put into the rainy day fund, and I think it should be 1/3 of that amount. That would be about $4.8 billion.
Schwertner also wants the minimum set by a majority vote of the House and Senate, not just those serving on the Legislative Budget Board. A letter sent to 37 Texas members of Congress to the president was part of the successful appeal leading to the city of West being declared a major disaster area by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, whose district includes West, says the FEMA declaration means $35 to $40 million for the city. $3 to $4 million will be flowing quickly to replace water and sewer lines.
If you think about it, your house is destroyed, you're ready to rebuild it, but you don't know if you're going to have a water system. Then you're not going to rebuild until you know that. So this has been the sort of the critical issue that we've been trying to press the White House on.
Flores says the Stafford Act is not just for victims of natural acts.
The Stafford Act is not limited to natural disasters. Normally you hear about FEMA being involved in natural disasters but they are involved in other types of disasters as well.
Flores says the utility lines were destroyed by the seismic effect of the April explosion. Closer to home, the congressman says he will be holding a town hall meeting in Bryan on September 5th. Time and location will be announced in the near future. And a Rockdale woman is facing murder charges after a two-year foster child dies in her care. Alexandria Hill was taken off life support 2 days after taken to the hospital with head injuries. Julie Moody with the Department of Family Protective Services says they're now investigating the foster mother, Cheryl Small, and the child placing agency, Texas Mentor.
This is a horrible, horrible tragedy. And, you know, it just serves as a reminder, really, if you suspect child abuse or neglect, or you see it, please report it to our hotline.
According to Rockdale Police, Small gave inconsistent accounts as to what happened to Alexandria. Texas Mentor has been investigated by CPS in the past for not conducting required background checks. WTAW News Time is 6:14 at 76 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
The second annual Brazos Valley Fair, Thursday through Sunday, September 5th to the 8th. Carnival and exhibits are open daily, and you're guaranteed to have plenty to do before the Beer and Wine Garden opens to help cool you down. There's tons of fun to be had before the main entertainers take to the Bud Light stage. Great rodeo action and cap off the evening with a Texas-sized heart-pounding concert. Brazos Valley Fair. Bring the whole family. Tickets online, BrazosValleyFair.com or 979-821-1450.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Large area of high pressure will continue to build offshore in the Gulf of Mexico, and that system is going to be responsible for keeping temperatures at or above 100 degrees for the afternoon highs this week. Sunshine today, 100 to 105. Overnight clear, 75 to 80. Sunshine, breezy tomorrow, 100 to 105. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Sunshine Wednesday, 100 to 105. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, it's time for football to get started. It's 105 outside. Jeez. Man.
Yeah, well, it's even hotter than that on the A&M campus. NCAA is investigating Johnny Manziel, and not just kind of. This one's gotten pretty serious. We'll get you caught up with that. Lots of Aggie sports doing incredibly well. Ron Washington now is the winningest Ranger manager in history. All that more with sports, and we'll do that for you about 6:50.
It's always a pleasure to listen to Ron Washington during a news conference. Proves that anybody who has as poor a command of the English language as he does can still make a good living. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it makes me feel good, you know.
Yeah, of course it does. It's his money.
Yeah. Amen.
So in San Diego, a police officer saw a vehicle swerving back and forth across the freeway lanes. It's about 10:45 in the evening. Thought it might be a drunken driver. Well, the officer tried to pull the driver over, who was just kept going as more officers and police helicopter, in fact, joined the pursuit. Think Jerry Reed's Eastbound and Down in the background. When the driver took an exit, that police were able to at least get ahead of him, they used a spike strip to blow his tires out. After being taken into custody, the man explained he was just trying to get to the hospital where an ambulance had taken his pregnant wife. Police called, verified that paramedics had, in fact, taken his wife to the hospital. It says here the man was released.
To his car with non-working
tires. Yeah,
with
four black flat tires. Thanks a lot! I mean, I guess it's back on him. He should have stopped, but still.
We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of info.
Nation.
And I wonder what kind of a nickname he's going to give that child.
We're going to have a good time.
Flatto, something like that.
Felony Melanie.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You said that before, giving it some thought. I'm not sure which. Hey.
Okay. Good morning meeting. We're gonna have a great time today.
Here's David Schulte explaining the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
The Bulletproof Roof Guarantee is a concept that began with the fact that various products and service providers offer you warranties and guarantees. When you go to use those warranties and guarantees, you find out they're full of holes. They don't cover and protect you the way they should. We want to create a roof installation along with its warranties and guarantees that wouldn't be full of holes. In other words, bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
It's News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 617. It's day 217. We've got 148 of them to go. It's August the 5th. It's Work Like a Dog Day. Work Like a Dog. Don't do everything like a dog, though. We have facilities, remember. It's also National Underwear Day. Okay.
Nice.
I guess so. And it's Psychic Week, but a lot of people already know that.
If you're in Texas, it's National Drawers Week then.
Yeah, exactly. There you are. Okay, for birthdays?
Jesse Williams is 32. He was on Grey's Anatomy. Terry Clark, the country music singer, is 45. Huh. I believe she's Canadian.
Okay.
Jonathan Silverman is 47 from The Single Guy and Weekend at Bernie's.
Weekend at Bernie's, yeah, an all-time cerebral classic.
Yes, sir. Patrick Ewing, 51, one of the biggest thugs ever played a game.
Make a lot of money? Yeah. We spend a lot of money.
So. Tony Katane is 52.
A real Girl Scout.
Not even kind of.
No, no. Yeah, yeah.
Maureen McCormick.
Oh.
Marsha.
Of course.
Is 57.
Lots of teenage boys with crushes that on her.
Oh, well, most certainly.
Some, 45 years ago or so.
Most
or 40
certainly.
Years ago. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Rick Derringer, 66.
He was a singer who went into soap operas. Is that right?
No, that's Rick Springfield.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
No, on a completely unrelated subject, okay. though. The Steely Dan song, Ricky Don't Lose My Number,
okay.
is about Rick Derringer.
Oh, well, all right.
Lonnie Anderson, 68 years old.
Oh.
And only because I'm a space geek, Neil Armstrong would have been 83 today.
That's the, and that today's Walk on the Moon Day. Yeah, because of that. And let's see, Gordon Johncock, who was a race car driver, won the Indianapolis 500 about four times, is 76 today. All right, that's enough of that. It's 619.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
According to a report in the Washington Times, the federal government, get this, they're still paying out millions and millions of dollars a year in subsidies to dead farmers. This according to a new government audit released this week. Now, apparently, we have so much cash to spare that the Agriculture Department, they don't feel the need to do required routine checks to make sure that they're paying benefits to the right people. Why would they do that? And the Government Accountability Office said that from 2008 to 2012, the Natural Resources Conservation Service made $10.6 million payments on behalf of more than 1,100 people who've been dead at least a year. Your government at work for you, wasting your money, throwing it down the sewer.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. I know you're interested in protecting what's important to you. Now, whether we're talking about your family or your freedom, you're passionate. Now, I'm the same way. And I'm also passionate about Mosey, the most trusted name in cloud backup. If you're in business, you know how costly losing your important files can be, so don't risk it. Protect what's yours with Mosey, a cloud service that backs up your spreadsheets, your presentations, and all the other files automatically. Mosey, you set it, you forget it. And best of all, lets you access them wherever you are, whenever you want. And you can use your tablet or your smartphone. The Mosey Cloud is lined with Tritanium, meaning it triple protects your data with military-grade security, world-class data management, and from a business built to last. Now, it's easy to use, and of course, you get peace of mind, which is huge. Now, if it's important to you, Mosey will protect it, which is why you need Mosey. Now, we use it here at the Sean Hannity Show, and it has never let us down. It won't let you down either. Just go to their website, Mosey.com, M-O-Z-Y.com, and you save 15% when you put in the promo code Hannity15.
Privacy advocates have issues with insurance companies. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The Wall Street Journal says increased use of telematics by auto insurance companies is raising concerns among privacy advocates and some customers. Small devices connected to a vehicle's diagnostic port can send information to an insurance company about how far the vehicle is driven, how quickly the driver accelerates, and how abruptly the brakes are applied. Drivers who meet certain criteria can earn discounts. The insurance companies note that usage-based insurance programs are voluntary. Time Warner Cable and CBS are still at odds over carriage fees. The blackout of CBS programming continues on Time Warner systems in New York, Los Angeles, and Dallas. Some analysts say the blackout could drag on into next month. The emergency services firm Rural Metro has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Rural Metro operates in 21 states, providing ambulance and fire protection. Stock market futures are lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
If you have recently visited Booking.com, then you, clever sir or madam, are not on your way to buy canned peas.
Attention, shoppers. This place is lame.
You are not rushing to the dentist to have your molars drilled.
Whoops.
Nor are you transporting caked-up 9-year-olds from a birthday party. No, you are on your way to a Booking Incredible Resort, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.
Where's this one going?
I think Texas.
You know, I heard Saudi Arabia's next.
As demand grows for reliable, more efficient energy, Siemens is building advanced natural gas-powered turbines in North Carolina for use around the country and the world.
It's kind of cool. Everyone wants our turbines.
They keep ordering, I'll keep building.
Somewhere in America, answers for cleaner energy are happening right now. Siemens. Answers. Visit Siemens.com/answer.
It's the most fun. Make summer's best memories at Schlitterbahn Water Park. Experience endless rivers, thrilling water slides, surfing waves, and uphill water coasters. Plus, splash with the little ones in specially designed play pools. Family-owned and operated, Schlitterbahn Water Park lets you bring a picnic and park for free. Buy your tickets today at Schlitterbahn.com.
We're going to Schlitterbahn.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Good morning. It's 6:24. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call 268-1162. Well, no other way to say it. You pretty much heard what Rob was telling us this morning. Plain old hot all the way through Friday. We're going to look at heat indexes. It'll be up 104 or more because the high temperature later on this week looks to be 103. Problem then also is we've got gusty winds out there that will kick up probably starting tonight and continue on. That will tend to dry things out, and obviously if we have any fires, that would move them along pretty quickly. Lows at night in the upper 70s. In fact, when I got in the vehicle this morning, I think it said 81. Oh, got to hate that. Anyway, and there's nothing in sight. There's no rain in the entire state of Texas or Oklahoma or Arkansas or Louisiana or Alabama or Mississippi. I mean, that's pretty much high pressure causing that to happen. Again, right now, the winds are out of the south at 5, 90% relative humidity, and we've got here 79 degrees.
If you garden, you know it can take a lot of tools and a lot of sweat to get your soil ready for the season. That is, unless you own a John Deere 1 Series subcompact tractor from Sioux Falls Prater. I call mine Little Giant because it's small but packs loads of power, and it lets me switch between digging, tilling, mowing, and more without even breaking a sweat. But the best thing about it is, unlike my other helper around the house, it doesn't demand food when we're finished working. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere that's right for you, or see them online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Arguments almost never result in someone changing their mind. In fact, they often have the opposite effect. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
How would you like to try a sales-generating tool for your business that is so good at locating qualified leads it's been called best of the breed? If your business thrives on selling to other businesses, then get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Hoovers, a D&B company, has developed a powerful tool to connect you to qualified buyers for your product or service that is fast and easy. No more wasting time getting leads manually. No more pre-configured lists of names that don't fit your business. Hoover's advanced targeting technology helps you reach the market that will be most receptive to your product or service. For a limited time, Hoover's would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial.
Just call 800-226-0017. That's a free trial and 50 free leads. Call now, 800-226-0017. 800-226-0017. Again, 800-226-0017.
The psychology behind how we relate to each other is fascinating. For instance, there's something called the illusion of asymmetric insight.
And the illusion of asymmetric insight is the belief that I am an iceberg and that you only see the very top of the iceberg coming out of the water. But you tend to believe that everyone else in your life, you can see what's beneath the water.
David McCraney, author of the book You Are Now Less Dumb.
And you have this deep insight into others. So that's what the asymmetric insight is all about. I can see into you, but you can't see into me. And we tend to think the same thing about our political beliefs. If you're one side of the aisle or the other, you tend to believe that, well, the other side just doesn't understand us, how deep we are, how nuanced we are, how complicated we are. But you believe that you understand everything about the other group and you can see right through them.
You'll notice that when you have a political argument with someone, you almost never convince the other person to come over to your side.
Because as you drudge up things from Google and you start presenting, like, well, what about this? What about this? What about this? All you're really doing is causing the other party to dig in and believe even more strongly than they did when you began that conversation. It's not a good technique if you're trying to pull somebody around to your way of looking at things.
So what does work?
First of all, you need to, if you're going to try to present a message, make it as simple as possible. Do not present mountains of data that will not help your cause. And really don't expect one argument to make a difference. It takes many exposures to truth to get people to move over from their beliefs.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway. Bring It On, the musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A Conroe area bar lost its license for 1 month after serving a woman 21 drinks during a four-hour period, which led to a wrong-way crash on Interstate 45 that killed two people and injured a third. Major Randy Field with the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission says sometimes servers want to avoid confrontations with their customers.
You know, a lot of times that's an issue. They're afraid there'll be a fight or an argument or something like that take place.
24-year-old Nicole Bacchus of Spring, who entered guilty pleas during her trial, was sentenced to 38 years in prison. Four Rockdale men were arrested yesterday for two local car burglaries, and College Station police believe they committed even more. 19-year-old Miguel Alonso Garcia, 19-year-old Horacio Estralda, 19-year-old Justin Williams, and 19-year-old Desmond Davis were found in a car with stolen property from a U-Haul and two other cars after the victim with the U-Haul reported that four men had stolen his things as he unloaded them at the Laurel Ridge Apartments on Spring Loop. The men also had a gun and drug paraphernalia. The stolen property was returned to the owners. A Brazos County District Court jury has convicted a former College Station man for stalking and burglarizing the home of an ex-girlfriend 3 years ago.
According to a news release from the district attorney's office, 24-year-old Justin Pressler had a history of stalking and harassing former girlfriends, destroying their property, and retaliating after the women called police. It took the jury 20 minutes to find Pressler guilty of kicking in the door of the victim's home, tearing a mirror off her car window, threatening her for calling police and taking all her underwear and swimsuits. Pressler was sentenced to 10 years in prison but might be given probation after 6 months. A second jury that wrapped up Friday sent a Houston man to prison for 60 years for stealing cars in Brazos and Fort Bend counties. Prosecutors say 55-year-old Cunning Morgan had 7 prior felony convictions, including aggravated assault and aggravated robbery. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Getting around the intersection of Texas and University Friday night was a challenge for a couple of hours. The reason was a natural gas line that was cut on the construction site of what was the Plaza Hotel. Atmos Energy spokesman Chase Murphy says the backhoe operator was digging where he was supposed to when a 4-inch main was hit.
We did have traffic blocked off as a safety precaution there at Texas and University. We also had 3 hotels, the Hampton Inn, the Fairfield Inn, and the Super 8s, all in shelter-in-place orders. You don't want electric starters or anything that could cause a spark in a situation like that.
There was no interruption in natural gas service. While many of President Obama's federal opponents remain up in the air, the Senate has confirmed one associated with A&M. Ryan Crocker, who recently returned to the Bush School, was one of 3 men recently named to the Broadcasting Board of Governors. That agency oversees civilian international media supported by the United States. Crocker is back on campus after serving as ambassador to Afghanistan and as a lecturer at Yale. The Federal Emergency Management Agency declaring the city of West a major disaster area comes almost a month after an appeal by the governor, supported by 37 members of the Texas congressional delegation. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, whose district includes West, says he doesn't know why it took so long. He says this shouldn't have happened.
We've got people living out of their cars up there in the middle of summertime. And it was just unfair to the people of West and the people of Texas to delay the decision like that.
Flores says lessons were learned about how to respond the next time there's a major disaster.
If something like this were to happen in Bryan College Station, I think what I've learned is we start the political process earlier by putting pressure on the White House.
The congressman says the Stafford Act, which covers natural disasters like tornadoes and hurricanes, also applies to the fertilizer plant explosion that happened in West. In another item, Flores says he will hold a town hall meeting in Bryan on September 5th. The location and time will be announced in the near future. Local and state investigations are underway after a 2-year-old child in foster care died of head injuries she sustained in a Rockdale foster home. Julie Moody with the Department of Family and Protective Services says Cheryl Small has been charged with murder in the death of Alexandria Hill.
We are the agency that is charged with protecting the unprotected. And when something like this happens, it rocks us to our core. We are devastated. This is horrible for everyone involved.
Moody says in addition to Small, they are also investigating the child placing agency Texas Mentor, who put Alexandria in Small's care. Texas Mentor had been cited in the past by CPS for failing to do required background checks. And state lawmakers return to work this afternoon for what will be the first full day of the 3rd special session. Last week, the Senate took just a few minutes to pass what they want voters to consider to use money from the rainy day fund towards highways. Senator Charles Schwertner was one of 3 opposed to the proposed constitutional amendment. He'd like a minimum amount left in the rainy day fund, and he wants that number set by a majority vote of the Senate and House, not just those serving on the Legislative Budget Board.
The Legislative Budget Board is 10 legislators, leadership on both sides, both the House side and the Senate side, and they represent about 16% of the population of Texas. And I really think the floor should be set by the legislature as a whole and ratified by the people of Texas.
Schwertner wants to protect 1/3 of the rainy day fund for emergencies, which at this time would be nearly $5 billion. WTAW News Time is 6:36 at 76 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
You've heard us at length talk about if you're going to do something, do it locally. Well, there's really no better explanation to that than what happened with me. I made a mistake setting up my online profile to Suddenlink. And, you know, it happens and you saved it and you're like, no, but that's the wrong mailing address or whatever the case may be. I couldn't, for whatever reason, due to more than likely intelligence, make it work out. So I went down to Suddenlink and talked to somebody. Don't get locked into a satellite contract. Don't get locked into a place where you're going to have to call Kathmandu to get customer service. Go to Suddenlink and get it worked out. Live local customer service keeps you online all the time. You get the Suddenlink 30-day money-back, we promise guarantee, and a whole lot more. Right now, true bundle, satellite can't do this. Switch now to Suddenlink and bundle and save. Switch to Suddenlink's bundle with the SL200 HD TV, 15.0 high-speed internet, and a home phone for just $69 per month. Suddenlink's best product lineup ever, plus the local customer service I was talking about. Switch now. Call 1-800-915-1866 or visit suddenlink.com or stop by. They're right there on 29th Street. You can actually talk to a person. It's Suddenlink.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Good morning. It's 637. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway. We're at morefeed.com. Here's the great news.
It's going to be a hot week across the region as high pressure remains suppressed off to our south. Lots of heat across Texas and the Gulf Coast. We'll see sunshine today. Temperatures will be up to about 100 to 105. It'll be clear tonight, 75 to 80. More sun, breezy, hot tomorrow, 100 to 105. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Sunny and breezy Wednesday. Highs again, 100 to 105. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Unless Texas A&M is somehow found to be implicit on this circumstance.
And that circumstance we'll get you caught up with coming up at about 6:50 or so, give or take just a little bit. Bria Larson gets a gold medal in the FINA World Cup. We've also got updates from Cowboys football last night, and Ron Washington becomes the winningest manager in Rangers history.
Wow.
All that and more, we'll do that for you in sports.
I forget back when Eddie Childs owned the team, they had a manager for a day. I forget who that they hired somebody, and Cliff Howard would know that off the top of his head. So as a result, they had three managers in a five-day period, which, you know, just the kind of baseball lore that the Texas Rangers really like.
Oh, that's great, Pub.
So now to get to this situation where he's won more than any others, good for him. And anyway, so I guess we'll continue with the NCAA investigating.
We're going to keep an eye on that. It's the first day of practice as well, and there's a scheduled press conference that I would imagine is going to turn into quite the melee today.
Oh, I'm sure there'll be some people.
I think it's about 11:30, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So a key point I don't understand. So is it illegal to be paid for doing autographs?
Yes.
When you're in college, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I did not know that.
But the thing to understand is Texas A&M is separate and apart from anything that any of its players does. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's I don't know how the NCAA necessarily hands that down. A long time ago, you know, when A&M got in trouble before, back when we thought the NCAA was going to open a branch office in Navasota, just so that travel wouldn't eat them up. You know, the term that they use when there's recruiting problems or grade fixing or things like that is lack of institutional control, meaning within your department you haven't done the things that you're supposed to, or you've done things knowingly that are illegal or wrong. This is not that. This is something different. This is a player who plays for your school is being investigated for things that they may have done.
Outside of school.
A little bit different. It's a little bit different situation because this is a personal deal as opposed to the school itself. And again, on the front page for all the wrong reasons. Let's see how that goes. In the meantime, let's see what else we got going on. Rudy Giuliani was on the Meet the Press yesterday to talk about Anthony Weiner. It's almost pot kettle, but not quite. You know, well, because Rudy, you know, was finagling a little bit while he was the mayor of New York City. Not quite what we're talking about.
He didn't send pictures, but he was dirty legging.
Yeah, exactly. So, but he talked about Anthony Weiner and Elliot Spitzer. He said, yeah, everybody knows everything about them. It's in front of the electorate. The electorate is adult. It's mature. We have a democracy. I'm very confident they're going to figure it out. He said, people with great accomplishments made a big mistake. Personal. And that happens. people with no accomplishment make a big mistake, and it's very hard to evaluate this. This person should be out. This person shouldn't be out. This is why we have elections. The electorate can evaluate this, and usually they get it right. So he said that. Let's see. Eric Cantor was on Fox yesterday, and he refused to commit to holding a vote this fall on an immigration bill that would provide a path to legalization for millions of illegal immigrants in the country. When pressed on the issue, Mr. Cantor said, "We will have a vote on a series of bills at some point, and it'll deal with the variety of issues. Border security is really important because it goes to that trust factor as well." Chucky Schumer's not happy with Pooty Poot. Well, we're not happy with Chuck Schumer, but it doesn't mean we're happy with Pooty Poot. Nonetheless, he says that our president should not go to the bilateral meeting next month because of this whole Snowden thing. And we don't know what's going on, but they've closed all the embassies. There are a lot of embassies, and I guess we're not going to know till after the fact.
It was very, very quick to point out that it was speculation that they got intelligence and said, that's it, everybody out of the water.
Yeah, right now. And I guess there's some other kind of few other countries closed some embassies too, but not nearly as widespread.
Well, that's better than just ignoring it and then Benghazi.
Oh, well, no doubt. There's no doubt. We don't know. And, you know, now they, of course, started bringing back the quotes of the president saying, we have Al-Qaeda on the run. And so
is that why we're closing our embassies?
Right. Well,
Al-Qaeda is running.
Okay, but also remember there was the president who put mission accomplished across the front of a ship.
landed on a ship.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, there's a whole lot of bravado going on there. But nonetheless, former Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff was on TV yesterday, and he said that the current splintered version of Al-Qaeda is even more of a threat than the unified terror group. He said, in many ways, it's more dangerous because we now have what we call 2.0 or 3.0, which is widely dispersed. It's a younger generation coming up with new ideas, not necessarily repeating what they've done in the past. He said, and now we see them all the way from West Africa to South Asia, so it is a broader battlefield as well, end quote. So, and he's right. That's why we need Sheila Jackson Lee in there running Homeland Security, because that'll make us all feel so much better if that happens.
You're such a bad liar.
I really am. I know.
It's really horrible.
President Obama spent his 52nd birthday yesterday keeping an eye on those security matters that we talked about. And in December 2012, President Obama told ABC's 2020 that cracking down on states that had legalized marijuana either entirely or for medicinal purposes would not be a priority in his administration. Come to find out that they have, in fact, spent $289 million fighting medicinal marijuana policies. That breaks down to over $100,000 per day spent fighting citizens-approved medicinal marijuana policies. So there you are. Which is it? Is it the way actions speak louder than words?
Pick one.
Yeah. Despite the ongoing back and forth about legalizing marijuana and its recreational use or for medicinal use, a new Gallup survey points out that the vast majority of U.S. Americans have always steered clear of the stuff. Just 38% of young adults surveyed by Gallup say they've ever tried marijuana. That's an increase of just 5% since 1985.
No. See, I would have lost piles of money on that bet.
Well, we assume they're telling the truth, right?
Absolutely. Okay.
Just 7% classify themselves as regular users of marijuana. 7%. I don't know. Still think they ought to legalize it and tax it and let's make some money because, you know, there are people out there who are going to.
Oh, I concur.
I don't want people smoking marijuana driving on the road with me.
Excuse me. They already do. I mean, if that's your concern. And quite honestly, I'm not exactly sure that the folks who are drinking too much aren't more of a danger. But, you know, I'm no expert on that. Just saying anybody who's driving impaired, it's a dangerous situation. So they're out there doing it, whether you like it or not. And again, I don't know, if you put some sort of stipulations on it. And, of course, we've discussed this. We discussed this a few months ago. Driving under the influence is driving under the influence of some sort of a substance.
Fill in the blank here.
Yeah, whatever it happens to be. And that's why they probably would have something that they could put in place as far as that's concerned. Oh, unless, Matt Drudge has reported that the president turned down a cameo appearance in the upcoming movie Lee Daniels' The Butler, which chronicles the life of the black White House butler named Eugene Allen, who served through several presidential administrations, film produced by Harvey Weinstein, who's one of the most prominent Obama backers in Hollywood, but the press said, no thanks, I don't want to do that. So there. Now, Bill Clinton, I could see where he'd have been glad to do that, you know, anything to get in front of the cameras, but anyway, the current president didn't seem to do that. Oh, and I don't know, that's enough. We got some stuff on Hillary we might talk about later, and then, you know, we just might not too. And then, of course, there's also Trayvon Martin's hoodie in the museum. You heard about that, right?
No.
Oh, well, we'll talk about that next hour.
You.
647.
You. When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue. Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
There was a time here in Texas when there were at least a couple of miles from one house to the next. That was several eras ago in most of Texas, and now in a more cramped style of living, many of us look for ways to get just a little bit more privacy. That is, separation between our family and those of our neighbors. Privacy is not all that difficult. I'll have details right after this message. Some would have described that famous southern vine kudzu is being indestructible. That's until now. Now there's a way to eliminate kudzu and other undesirable plants thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its powerful formula is specifically designed to penetrate and kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, and others, roots and all. Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus comes in a 32-ounce concentrate or a 1-gallon ready-to-use bottle. One bottle will treat up to 4,000 square feet. You'll see wilting and yellowing in 1 to 6 weeks. For the best results, apply it when the weeds are growing actively. Use some type of shield like a sheet of cardboard or a plastic drop cloth to protect desirable plants from accidental contact with the product. Certain hard-to-kill weeds may require a repeat application if regrowth occurs. Apply it when the wind's calm. Keep people and pets out of treated areas until it's dried. Read and follow label directions. Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Faced with the need for fairly quick privacy, most of us give at least passing consideration to wooden fences. Properly designed, built, and maintained, fences can be good neighbors. They're excellent for privacy, and they're also good for security. They're the very best means of keeping pets and kids in the right places. Western red cedar fencing is quite common. It's not terribly expensive, and it's easy to work with. It also weathers to a soft gray when it's left untreated. However, for the longest possible life from your wood fence, you want to use metal or pressure-treated pine posts anchored in concrete. You need to deal with a really good fencing contractor, and they'll know what to do. You have several other excellent options in fence building materials. Fact is, you could actually build the entire fence, posts, rails, pickets, and all from treated yellow pine from the forests of East Texas. That's the wood that has the greenish cast when you buy it. Let it age for a few months before you whitewash or stain it, and let it dry to an attractive gray color if you prefer. The life expectancy of treated pine should be several decades. Redwood is another possibility. It's almost prohibitively expensive, however. Nonetheless, it does deserve mentioning. Oh, and I might also mention that vinyl fencing is really making great strides. It's very attractive. It comes in a couple of colors. It's really durable. You really don't think it'll hold up well in the sun of Texas in the summertime, but it does. So consider vinyl fencing. It's worth at least looking at. How about plants that block views? If you prefer a more natural look to your landscape, you really don't want to use fences for whatever your reasons, rejoice, because there are several excellent shrubs and small trees you might consider. Each will grow tall enough to block lines of sight and stay dense enough to maintain that privacy. Before we get specific, however, there's some more general guidelines. For example, avoid long, boring, straight rows of one type of plant. Remember, it's the natural look that you're seeking, and few plants in nature grow side by side in straight lines. Indeed, you can accomplish just about the same thing by using clusters or groupings of plants in random patterns along the line where you want your screen. The bigger the area that you have as your landscape, the easier it is to use these clusters and groupings. If it's a very narrow area, you're almost confined to using a long straight row. Hollies are great plants. Ligustrums are good, especially waxleaf ligustrum. There are lots of great plants that would give you privacy, little jam and teddy bear magnolias in the tree world. I'm Neil Sperry. The best ways to make big changes in your landscape in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports on WTAW, and it's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. The Aggies reported to fall football yesterday, and practice starts today, but all the talk surrounds the NCAA investigation into whether Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel was paid for signing hundreds of autographs in January. Two unidentified sources say the Heisman Trophy winner signed items in exchange for a five-figure fee during his trip to Miami for the BCS championship game. Three sources said Manziel signed footballs, photographs, many football helmets, and other items at the request of an autograph broker named Drew Timon. Two sources who were aware of the signing arrangement told Outside the Lines with ESPN that Timon approached Manziel on January the 6th when he landed in Fort Lauderdale. If the NCAA investigation finds that Manziel has violated the NCAA bylaw, which reads, accepting money for promoting or advertising the commercial sale of a product or service, he could be ruled ineligible. In a statement, Jason Cook, A&M's Senior Associate Athletic Director for External Affairs, said it's A&M's longstanding practice not to respond to such questions concerning specific student-athletes. Texas A&M declined further comment. This is not the first time the NCAA has looked into Manziel due to autographs. The separate investigation launched March the 6th. And here's ESPN's college football insider Joe Shad on whether there are any ramifications for A&M.
Unless Texas A&M is somehow found to be implicit on this circumstance, which there is no evidence at all of that, this is really a circumstance in which the NCAA will interview people who may or may not have knowledge of the circumstances of these alleged signings. They will, of course, check and ask for Johnny Manziel's records. Very typical of any major NCAA investigation. They're going to want to see his bank records, his phone records. They're going to want to check his text messages.
Now, there is a scheduled press conference today with the Aggie head coach Kevin Sumlin at 11:30. It will be carried live on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. And to see more on this story, you can go to WTAW.com. In good news, Aggie swimmer Bria Larson closed out the 2013 FINA World Championship Sunday with a gold medal in the 400-meter medley relay and a fourth-place individual finish in the 50-meter breaststroke. A&M junior Sarah Henry received the Female High Points Scorer Award after scoring an impressive 79 points in just five events in the 2013 U.S. Open Championship. Henry was the only swimmer in the meet to reach the championship final in five events, and she placed in the top five in all five races. And yesterday was the unofficial beginning of football season for a lot of folks.
Shotgun, more third and eight. Selby's coming. He throws it over the middle. Tipped incomplete. Intercepted by Holloman, the rookie. Holloman with a stiff arm to the 15. Holloman with his first big play in a Dallas uniform. Devontae Holloman, 75 yards for the Cowboy touchdown.
Dallas Cowboys defeated the Miami Dolphins 24-20 in the Hall of Fame game last night. The Cowboys controlled most of the game one night after their former offensive lineman Larry Allen and former coach Bill Parcells were inducted into the Hall of Fame. Quarterback Tony Romo sat out for Dallas, and here's Nick Stevens on doing something other than practice and hitting his own teammates.
Physically, you know, it was definitely good to get to go against somebody else, but it's physical every day in practice for us. You know, I'm going against Lismore, and I'm going against Hatcher, you know, on a daily basis. So, I mean, these guys are some of the best in the league, and I get the great opportunity to practice against those guys, so it prepares me well for when I get a chance to come out here.
On now to baseball, Ron Washington became the winningest manager in Rangers history as the Texas Rangers beat the Oakland Athletics 4-0. Adrian Beltre had two hits and drove in a run for the Rangers. Texas has won 6 of 7 to move within 2.5 games of the AL West division leading Athletics. And here's Ranger skipper on the milestone.
Well, it makes me feel good. You know, we got it done quick. The organization deserve a lot of credit. You know, the development people deserve a lot of credit. My coaching staff deserve a lot of credit, and the players deserve a lot of credit, because I don't think I could accomplish this. Matter of fact, I know I couldn't accomplish it without the players going out there and giving their best every day and believing in what we're trying to do here. And, you know, there's a lot more to come.
In other major league action, the Twins beat the Stros 3-2. And here a little closer to home, the Bombers dropped to the Generals 9-3. Major League Baseball has informed the New York Yankees that Alex Rodriguez will be suspended Monday, but can play while he appeals the penalty, according to a person familiar with the deliberations. The person also says the Yankees were not told the exact length of the suspension, but they were left under the impression it would be through the season, 2014 season. Rodriguez said on Saturday he planned to rejoin his teammates in time for their series opener at Chicago tonight. Tiger Woods completed an impressive victory at the Firestone Country Club yesterday, capturing the Bridgestone Invitational by 7 shots over Keegan Bradley and Henrik Stenson.
Overall, it was a solid day, and I played well and played conservative, but also played very aggressive to my spots.
And finally, in NASCAR action, Kasey Kahne whizzed past Jeff Gordon with 2 laps left and earned his second Sprint Cup win of the season, taking the GoBowling.com 400 at Pocono Raceway.
I'm just glad I didn't give that one away, because I knew we had the best car, and if I didn't win the race today, I'd have felt pretty bad.
Kurt Busch was 3rd, followed by Ryan Newman and Dale Earnhardt Jr. Series points leader Jimmy Johnson ended up 13th after a blown tire knocked him out of the lead. That's been your sports. They're brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Welcome to Linda's Javapalooza. I'm Linda.
Wow, this is huge.
57,000 square feet of potential employees. What are you looking for?
Retail.
All the way in the back. Turn left when you hit the IT guys.
Thank you.
We know this is ridiculous, but we're making a point. We're Aggieland, helpwanted.com. And if you're an employer looking for qualified local employees with experience in retail all in one place, don't go here.
There was nobody back there.
Did you turn left at the IT guys?
They weren't there either.
Aggieland, helpwanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Fleas, if you've seen one, you haven't seen them all. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. You don't have to have a pet to have fleas in your yard. But if you do have a pet and fleas in your yard, it's only a matter of time until they're inside too. Call ABC and we'll eliminate the fleas wherever they are. And we'll do it in a manner that's environmentally friendly. For flea service, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Weather brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Oh, 101, 102, 103, 104. Yep, that's what our high is going to be all this week. And it's going to be windy starting tonight, so be careful about that. 80 now, WTAW, College Station. Brian.